Hello and welcome. The following extracts are requested highlights of programmes as broadcast by UK Radio, which is a free and pirate radio station broadcasting to the West Midlands area of Great Britain. The station has been on the air most Sunday afternoons between the hours of 2 and 5pm, despite constantly being raided by the Department of Trade and Industry. The following extracts begin with extracts of the Mike Harris programme. Following that, we have extracts of the Paul Johnson Show, and finally, David Jarvis. Further details are included in the covering letter.
Who would believe that?
Sunday, where to go? You really want to know? Here's entertainment.
Mike Harris, the DJ that's barely awake.
More music.
I'll go gramophone record.
Here, get your hands off my 45s.
Oh, shut up. It was perfectly quiet till you came along.
Come on, stop mugging man. Come on, now, please spat it in. Sit down, honestly.
And let me say this, Mrs. Thatcher, that we do not intend to have my garage in Ireland, I tell you.
That's right.
That's totally right. I know I'm right.
Totally right.
Oh, shut up, you silly little
fool. I love you too.
I want to read it in my magazine. I want to hear it on my radio. There's no limit to the magic of this life that we know. Whoa.
A very good afternoon to you. This is the sound of UK Radio. Mike Harris in your chair again. I don't know. Still, I'm astonished off and second nature. I mean, looking at you now. Oh, I really mean this from the bottom of my heart. Looking at you now. You are absolutely gorgeous today, honestly. Your figure, oh, the dress matches you put. I mean, oh, come on, you've got to give me a little twirl. Come on, give me a little twirl. Come on. Oh, gorgeous. 10 out of 10, honestly. I mean, it's the way the sun shines through your hair. That your hair gives it all away. It's just the way the sun shines. It's lovely. Well, you can tell I'm a sucker for the British summertime, can't you? I don't know. Anyway, tonight's weather looks like this. Rather cloudy, showers decreasing overnight. Moderate southwesterly fresh winds with a minimum temperature of 10 degrees centigrade. That's 50 degrees Fahrenheit. Tomorrow will be cloudy with moderate rain followed by scattered showers and sunny intervals during the afternoon and evening. Dry overnight and it will be cool with a maximum temperature of 60 degrees centigrade. And that's 61 degrees Fahrenheit. Isn't it great weather? Honestly, what was happened to the summer? I'll tell you what I'll do. Alright, so what I'll do is I'll get this weather report. What you got here? That's no good to me. For all I concern, right, this can go out the window. Oh, yes! Jackpot. It's jackpot, you know. Oh, dear me. Well, you can call it a smash hit, can't you? I don't know. Anyway, talking of smash hits,
here it comes now, the latest sound around.
Well, this is the station which plays all the smash hits, all the promising new acts, and the promising new singles as well. And, of course, the smash hits coming up in just a while. This is the brand new single from Kirsten McCall. He's on the beach again.
He was just a friend of mine. I've run into from time to time.
And a very good morning to you. The great sound of UK Radio 102.5 making it back to the airwaves. It is great to be back. It is great to be back, honestly. Back on the air again.
Big deal!
Come on now, come on.
Somehow I can tell this is going to be one of those days.
Oh no, not more gramophone records.
Yeah, more gramophone records.
Happy Christmas!
Now come on, please. How can I have a happy Christmas with this lot and everything else that's been going wrong? Now I tell you, looking around the studio now, I can honestly tell you that it's bare. You know, the station manager is supposed to put some Christmas decorations up, you know. Failed. Actually, he's a bit tight, actually. Actually, I can't say too much because he's sitting right next to me. Now, come on, Paul. Why haven't you put any Christmas decorations up?
For the last time, we are not having any decorations.
Oh, come on. Why not?
I don't hold with them. Stupid custom. I'm not having bits of coloured paper hanging from my ceiling, matey.
I spent 30 bob having this room done out, and I'm not having it... I'm not having pinholes all over it.
Yeah, I see your point, but can't we even have a tree?
We are not having a tree. Horrible, messy things. Only you have to knock them and you've got showers of green needles all over the place. I've only got to come running down in my rope sandals one morning, I'll have feet like pincushions. No, thank you.
Oh, flipping heck. I mean, listen here, ladies and gentlemen. Can you just imagine it now, sitting down here with Christmas dinner without any Christmas decorations at all?
What Christmas dinner?
Eh? Does that mean to say that we're not having any Christmas dinner?
No. Egg and chips, a mug of cocoa, and straight up to bed, that's me.
Honestly, it gets worse all the time, it really does. Right, back to the music.
Now's the season to be jolly, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Love it, love it. That is brilliant, I love that. Curtis Blow, and if I ruled the world. Come on, Paul, what would you do if you ruled the world?
I'd make myself rich, for the start.
Yeah. How would you go about doing that, then?
Well, I'd put the taxes up so that I could reap all the rewards.
Oh, so you're going to be a typical Conservative candidate, are you, then?
Well, yes, definitely.
Right, yes. So I'm not being offensive there. I'm not being political. This station does not aim to be political. I'll give myself a shot after saying that. 2K, Internet Test Transmissions on 102.5. Wouldn't it be great, Paul, getting it back on tomorrow?
Yeah, it should be good, actually. I'm looking forward to it.
What you got lined up in your show tomorrow, then?
Well, I wouldn't like to comment too much, but we're celebrating our birthday tomorrow, as well as coming back on the air tomorrow. We're also marking our
8 years old.
So
now, I probably know the situation out there. If you're a first-time listener to UK, you're probably thinking, 8 years old? That's funny, I've never heard of the station before. Come on, Paul, tell them all about it. It's been on and off, and on and on, and...
It's been on and off, checkered, really, but, yeah, tomorrow we're celebrating our 8th on-air birthday, if you like, and we're going to be digging out a few records and playing them and giving them a spin, dusting them
back to the 70s with Paul Johnson!
And we're going to be playing some from the early 80s as well, which we used to play back in around 82, 83, and also we might even be including one or two snippets of past programmes and past DJs as
well. As long as you don't include me.
I'll be picking the worst ones of you.
Thank
definitely,
you.
Mike.
Thank you. Yes. Now listen, ladies and gentlemen.
That's every show, by the way.
Right, after he said that, where's that now? Here's a cartridge. Right. I've got when we first came on the air, I don't know if you've been listening to us all night, but if you came on, there's a certain nab here, which is a reject, because we do trailers, you see, and this is one particular trailer.
Oh, no!
That went wrong, and now we're going to plug this after that last statement, because I hate people making comments about me like that. I always get them back. That's the art of radio, right?
Oh, no!
I'm going to play this clip, it, right?
No, please don't.
Fiver, right, Fiver, 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 don't take your skin, you little sleazebag, you.
You dare.
Yeah. I'm going to press his button.
You dare, and I'll get Brian to fire you.
I'll probably fire after that Conservative shot now. I'm going to press his button now, right? You've had it, mate. Here we go. Hello and welcome back. This is the new revival sound of UK radio, broadcasting live on 102.5 with Engineering Test Transmissions.
Yeah, remember DJs such as Dave Jarvis.
Who? And Paul Johnson.
And not forgetting Mike Harris.
Rob Lucas.
And the beautiful Simon James.
What a clown.
We all make mistakes.
Who can't make a trailer then?
We all make mistakes. You know it's true. You should hear some of Harris's. I'll be playing them on my show now. I'll have you
Harris's,
back.
There's no such thing as Harris rejects.
That's what they all say, my lad. That's what they all say.
Now, come on, this is the way it should have sounded.
Well, at least we got it right in the end, didn't we?
Yeah, hopeless you are, you're hopeless. Hello and welcome back. This is the new revival sound of UK radio, broadcasting live on 102.5 with Engineering Test Transmissions.
Woo! Yes, very shortly, UK makes its return to the air with great DJs such as David Jarre.
Never heard of him.
Paul Johnson. What about the mad Mike Harris?
What about Rod Lucas?
Never heard of him.
Simon James.
And not forgetting that beautiful brunette Sue Jacobs. Yes, UK's back on the 2nd of February 1986 with everything backed up to scratch by
by popular demand. You can give us a ring right now on Dudley 212562. Once again, that number, Dudley 212562, to let us know how we're coming to you. Yes, UK's back on the 2nd of Feb, so listen out. All the music's back. Once again, you're listening to Engineering Test Transmissions from UK Radio on 102.5.
It's fun time! Yeah!
Hello? How are you? Have you been alright? Through all those lonely, 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 lonely nights. That's what I'd say. I'd tell you everything if you'd pick up that telephone. Don't you realize the
oh, God, blimey. The two P's bent now.
Yeah, not bad, eh? The sound of UK Radio, very good afternoon to you. This is the sound of Mike Harris in the air chair just about. I don't know, you cheeky little sounds. I don't know, how are you doing, all right? I hope you're having a good afternoon. UK Radio, Mike Harris, as I've just said, in the air chair. It's a lovely day outside. I mean, everybody's moaning about the weather. Honestly, they make me sick. I mean, it's so nice out there. I mean, bad weather, I mean, it really is nice. Oh, I mean, isn't it lovely? I mean, the weather is just so nice out there. It really is.
Come on, Michael, it's not that bad. Come on, swing it.
Oh, yeah, come on then. Come on, here we are. Oh, I like it. Yeah, oh, swing it. That's the sound of my psychiatrist, by the way. It is, honestly. Music goes on, UK Radio 103.5. This is the sound of the Corgis and a brand new single from them, which is called True Lies Confessions. It's also Paul Johnson's record of the week. That is a classic from 1980, Voyage and Dancing the Night Away. UK Radio 103.5, the very best in music. Wolverhampton's, well, not free independent at the moment. We have got a few ads, which you'll hear in just a moment. Incidentally, don't forget that if you do wish to write to us, the address, which I'll be giving out a few times during the programmes, is as follows. UK Radio, PR Box 143, Wolverhampton in the West Midlands. Once again, that's UK Radio, PR Box 143, Wolverhampton in the West Midlands.
Sound power.
Oh, we should stop doing it, honestly. Oh, yeah, these sound engineers behind me, to see how they operate all the sound and all the jingles, you say. I mean, the way you lot are going, and I'm going to fire the lot of you. William. Corny joke there, corny joke. Very old and variations. I don't know, package in Harris. Right, let's get myself settled down again. Okay, on with the music. This is the sound of UK. Hey, what do you mean? What are you on about?
Michael, Michael.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, mate. There's nobody listening to your programme, mate. There's nobody listening to your programme at all.
What are you on about?
I know, I just know it. Honestly, I really do.
Oh, dear, mate.
See, nobody listening? What I want to say to you, mate. It's really, honestly,
well, I've got some attractions coming up. I've got this Stevie Merrick coming up.
Stevie who?
Stevie Merrick. From
him off the other station.
Yeah, County Radio. Oh, yeah, he'll be coming along in just a minute. Yeah. So that's quite good. I mean, what's my concert?
Michael, listen, I'm only pulling your leg, mate. Get on with it.
Why? Oh, you little so-and-so. Yes, yes. God, get out. Come on. Ouch. I'm sick of Smurfs. I really am, right? On with the music.
More music.
I'm not really around the bend, you know. Honestly, I'm not really around the bend. Honestly, it's a job. It's what Johnson tells me what to do. Honestly, Skipworth and Turner, I'm thinking about your love.
When I'm sleeping, I got you in my dreams. Your love is creepy.
Me, Frankie, my baby, Frankie,
you remember, Frankie,
do you remember me, Frankie?
It's good, isn't it, that Sister Slayer Jan Frankie, I wonder where he is.
It's me.
Oh, dear me. Look at the state of this bloke here. Yes, yes, I did.
It's me.
Oh, dear. Look at the state of this bloke. Come on. Come on. Come on, girl. Out. Oh, come on. I object to this. Hey, come on, out, sunshine.
I hate this. Oh, you're so cute.
You get off, right. I mean, it's going to smack your face. I mean, I could...
There's no need to get annoyed or because I give you a good compliment. Neither.
Listen, are you the new bloke who moved downstairs yesterday?
Yes, I moved downstairs, yesterday. Yes, me and Lynn Paris.
Oh, you dirty. Come on, out. That's enough. Come on, out.
Moved in yesterday.
Gordon, Gordon.
Oh, no, not two of them. Right. Johnson, you've left the front door open. I've told you, didn't I? Oh, no, listen. Come on, pair of you out.
Oh, dear.
Right, that's it. Where's a Tommy gun? Where is it?
Yes. Oh, you're lovely.
Right, there you go. Right, here we go.
What are you doing?
Put that down.
They've asked for it. That's better. That's a lot better. Right. I think I've just killed, actually, the whole fan club of Culture Club. Good, in it? Hey, good. Hey, two less, right? I'm only joking. Anyway, stand by for Stevie Merrick coming along in just a minute, right, from County Radio. I've got a little interview with him coming up, if he can make it to the microphone, that is, because I've had quite a bit to drink. Shan't give nothing away. You can hear him straight out to the next record, Steve Harley and his Colony Rebels, and the brand new single from them, which is called Irresistible. This is quite good. See what you think of this. Yeah, not bad, eh? That's the new single from Steve Harley and his Colony Rebels, and a new track from them, which is called Irresistible. Right, stand by for Stevie Merrick coming up straight after the jingle.
Groovy, baby.
Many thanks go to Mike Addis for the last, how long has it been? Is that the clock? I can't see it. Two began on. Forget it.
County Radio, 94
MHz, FM, with Stevie Merrick. Oops, I see. Just a minute. Oops, I can just sit up. Anyway, don't forget between 6 and 7, we got Mike Richards coming up, and after him, we got Mike Richards as well, so stand by for that. It's one thing about it, anyway. Don't forget, if you'd like, give us a ring now at County Radio, the actual phone lines are on. It's 021-759, that's 021-7963. No, that's wrong. It's either... No. I can't read it. What's one thing about it? Anyway, I don't know. I just don't think I'm going to do it. It's all right, this kid. God, it's repeated. Oh, God. You're all right, mate. You're all right. Come on. You're all right. You're all right. Come on, you're all right. Come on, get up. Come on. Over here. Come on. Come on. Right, you're all right. It's one thing about it, anyway. Right, next record. County Radio. All right. Stop. That's enough. That is enough. Come on, pack it in. Who was that? It wasn't me. I mean, come on. I'm innocent here. Now that was. That's not a personal joke. Believe me, that's come from loads of people. And if Steve Merrick's listening, stop drinking while I'm on the air. You sound awful, mate. Duran.
It's me and you with a view to wake you.
The Entertainment Centre for much more music.
Ah, he's right, you know.
The best music.
Of course it's the best music. The very best station as well, UK Radio 103.5. I want to say hi right now to Bob Griffiths in Ashmore Park. And here I've got a special belated Father's Day request here, and it comes from your daughter, Tracy, who sends all her very best wishes
and love. Isn't that nice? And especially for you, Sheila E, Sheila Escovado, and the Belle of St. Mark.
The Belle of St. Mark was a thrill with passion.
Sheila E. and the Belle of St. Mark. I mean, you ought to see Sheila E. I mean, you ought to see the way, she's fallen for that damn bell. You ought to see the way she's fallen. I know, I took about being sarcastic there at the end of a record. I don't know, Packy T. Harris. Right, calm down, right. Right, that was special for Bob Griffiths, and it especially came from his daughter Tracy, wishing the very best of the future. Love and kisses, Blade, your Father's Day request there. The music goes on, this is the brand new sing from Bugs Fizz. You and Your Heart's Blue. Yes, they're back together, and this has got to be a smash. I mean, it's just out of this world.
You little dog.
Oh, it's great to be back, like I say, 103.5, the sound of UK, the West Midlands' own and best free radio station. Looking outside right now, isn't it great, eh? British summertime! Sunshine, blue seas, blue skies, rain, snow, sleet and showers, which is tomorrow's weather forecast, I'm afraid. Looks like this is going to remain rather cold with wintry showers and sunny periods, becoming less windy, and there will be an overnight frost tonight. So if you are driving around, please take it easy. The outlook weather forecast for tomorrow is much the same. The temperature range is somewhere around 7 degrees centigrade, that's 45 degrees Fahrenheit. That's the UK weather.
Super summer!
Come on, it's not that bad, pack it in. Come on, let's get back to the music. This is the sound of UK 103.5.
You tease!
Oh, you saucy thing, you.
Let's get things moving.
Okay, come on, it's time to boogie.
It's time to disco.
Let's go.
But just before we do, don't get the phone lines in now. If you want to give us a dedication for tomorrow night or a reception report, would be most appreciated, OK? The number is as follows. It's quite a long one, so I'll catch this one. 021-3571-999. That's 021-3571-999. Oh, it's a long one, that one, isn't it, eh? Paul Johnson's choice, don't blame me, please. Also, the address if you do wish to write to us is as follows, UK Radio, PR Box 5, Hunstanton, Norfolk in England. Once again, that's UK Radio, PR Box 5, Hunstanton, Norfolk in England. And please don't get those SAEs, those self-addressed envelopes, OK? Make sure you put them in the post as well, to guarantee your reply back, OK? OK, let's get back to the music now, time to rip it down with Aretha. Come on, let's rip it! Oh, yeah! Love it! Isn't that great? Love it. Aretha Franklin, the mega mix there from the Disco Mix Club, which I'm much involved in these days. Les Adams there, great mix there, mate. Feature tracks like Who's Zooming Who, Another Night, Integrity, and The Freeway of Love. Oh, you're on The Freeway of Love, this is UK 103.5, back with some more great music coming up straight after the break.
Been forcibly evicted, removed, or just plain kicked out of your flat, home, cabin, or living quarters? You need a new place to lay your weary and troubled bones at the end of the day? Then ask your estate agent to show you the new luxury block of flats at the Ross Revenge. Ross Revenge Luxury Estates is taking applications now for 1 and 2 bedroom cabins. Our cabins come with all the latest amenities. In-cabin radio entertainment, fresh salt air sun deck, and a mega Olympic swimming pool. Ross Revenge Luxury Estates near all major shipping channels and offshore radio stations. Ross Revenge Luxury Estates. Call your estate agent today.
Hi, Mike Harris here. Did you know that pirate radio stations in Britain defy the law every day? Why? Because what they have to play and say is unique. In Rebel Radio, pirates from black music, community, and commercial stations as well as eccentrics speak for themselves. Rebel Radio argues that the listener is being sold short and asks what is the future for pirate radio. You can read the future of pirate radio in Rebel Radio from John Hind and Stephen Moscow at all good bookshops now.
the untamed beauty of the English country road.
What?
The emptiness.
Emptiness?
The motorist delight. Man and machine in mile after mile of uninterrupted emptiness. Just the birds and the bees.
And the bicycle?
Eh?
That bicycle you just passed.
Yes, I was coming to that. I had noticed the bicycle moving across, you know.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
I mean,
but
I suppose you thought I was going to drive straight over him, did you?
No, no.
I mean, that I was being totally irresponsible.
No, it's
I mean, I'm not a complete cretin, you know.
I know. It's just, I think he wants his braces back.
If you want to keep on the road, keep your distance.
Now, don't get that phone number, 021-3571-999. That's 021-3571-999. I can promise you a good time.
Keeping you in touch.
Disco music. Now. Yes, and the music goes on. Bit of a mega mix. Should we have a mega mix or what? Hey, why not, eh?
Instant replay.
All right, get down. Starting things off now with a show, a bit of a mega mix here. Are yours truly? Boogie goes on all night long on UK 103.5. I'm the great son of the show, my magic man.
When my night's freezing cold, no one ever meet a holding tough like a magic dragon.
Going back to the past now, back to the 70s, here we go. Okay, taking it back to 79, bit of Boogie Now by Edwin Starr, Eye to Eye Contact. I just can't get over the time, the way it's flying, I just can't. It seems 5 minutes since I've been sitting here. I don't know, the time is going on. I'm here at the top of the hour, I've got the 70s man himself, revived and revamped from the 70s with the flares himself, Mr. Paul Johnson, so stick around for him. Okay, let's get down with the Boogie Man. Okay, boogie, 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 boogie time. Back to the 70s we go.
Supersonic Golden Classic. Sound power.
Okay, taking you back to 78 now. The real thing, remember this. Can you feel the fuss? Come on, Paul, get them players moving. Come on, let's see you flap them players. Come on now, mate. That's it. Good, good, good stuff. Paul Johnson's really getting down in the studio. I can see him right now. It's just unbelievable.
In the old days, before a Cossack could get married, he had to prove himself by doing a Cossack dance for a whole day and a whole night. And another six whole days and another six whole nights. Somehow, this never caught on elsewhere. And nowadays, the first thing to do when you want to get married is leap down to your local jeweler's and say,
I'd like to buy a diamond engagement ring, please.
A good quality diamond will look beautiful forever. It'll cost you about a month's salary, but it's much easier on your feet. A diamond is forever.
Just in time for holiday gift giving, Q-Tel Records presents Break Dancing with Kenny.
Breaking with my baby.
I'm your heart.
Yes, all your Kenny Rogers favorites redone so you and your friends can break dance with Kenny. Remember Ruby?
You painted up your lips and rose and curled your teeth.
This time, Kenny pulls out all the stops. Cut more stride in your glide. Do the centipede. Pop, kick, moonwalk with Kenny and Lucille. Kenny gets funky. Yes, walk on the funky side of the street with the Hot FM and go breakdancing with Kenny, only from Q-Tel.
What I don't understand...
Yeah?
...is this thing we're on now...
A tandem.
A tandem, yeah. How come you always sit up front?
Simple.
How's that?
Weight distribution.
Weight distribution?
Vital to successful cycling.
Really?
Absolutely crucial.
And what about observation?
Observation?
You know, the ability to look where you're going?
Yes, that's another consideration, obviously.
Yeah, well, it's not your strongest point.
Eh?
We're supposed to be going to Barnet.
So?
So, what are we doing in the back of a furniture van?
Well, we're... Oh.
If you're going to use the road, use your eyes.
Got the best in music just for you.
And it's all for you as well. Mike Harris on UK. I'm just looking at the clock right now and it has literally flown. I just can't believe it. If Tunicman's listening, please, can you hold on? Because you know that David Bowie record you asked me to play? Well, I've passed it on to Paul Johnson. Okay, it's all right. I'm rushing around like mad here. And he'll be doing your dedication in the next hour. It's nearly time for me to go, but just before I do go, I want to say hi to the following people for their support. I want to say a hi and a massive thanks to Steve Dodds, who's been giving us all his support just of late. Thanks for all your letters, mate. Please do keep in touch. And it's great. So a good thing going here. We keep getting in touch with each other. It's quite good, actually. Also, to Mark Keane, who gave us a ring as well. Last time I was on the air in February. Hi to you for listening, mate. Thanks for ringing in that other time as well. I must go. The time is getting on. I must play this hit play just before we go. It's a brand new single from Alexander O'Neill. It's great.
UK Radio Hit Play.
Okay, come on, let's turn down the lights. This is one of those executive sort of sexy, smoochy things. It's great. Alexander O'Neill, it's going to be mega, like I say. This is called A Broken Heart Can Mend. See what you think of this. I think it's brutal. Isn't that great? I love that. Alexander O'Neill, the brand new single, A Broken Heart Can Mend. Oh, time to get smoochy, sexy, and one for one another, you know. I love it. I get very sentimental now. Oh, yeah, I'm honestly. 2K103.5, the last record from me tonight. It's flown this damn hour, it really has flown. I've missed the studio so much. Pushing the little knobs, you know, and playing about, yeah.
Here we are, two of us together.
What about the switchboard?
Taking this crazy chance to be all alone. We both know that we should not be together. Cause if we found out, it could mess up both our happy home. Secret love.
Back that in, Shelley, and I'm finished down there. Back in it. Atlantic Star. Secret lovers. Oh, I get really sentimental. Okay, I'm sorry to cut that record, but I gotta go. 10p's have run out of my meter in this studio. I'm gonna pass it off to Paul Johnson now. Don't forget that phone number, 021-357-1999. Oh, I hate talking over this record. It's such a classic, isn't it, eh? It's now got the shame that ends. I've got to go now, so hope you've enjoyed the show. I might be back on the air tomorrow night. I'm on another radio station, so I'm going to try and get back here tomorrow night. I will try and get myself some airtime on this particular little tiny little pirate radio station. And I mean, it's tiny as well.
Thanks for taking the time to tune into UK Radio.
Hey?
If you would like one of our newsletters and information sheets,
yeah,
please enclose a large stamped address envelope and
yeah,
send it to UK Radio,
uh-huh,
PO Box 5,
yeah,
Hunstanton, Norfolk.
Got it.
It's UK Radio, PO Box 5, Hunstanton, Norfolk.
Yes, thanks, John. Okay, it must be time for me to go. I'll hand you on now to Paul Johnson. Next door, if he's ready, for the next era of some more great music. Stand by for Paul coming up, and I'll see you hopefully tomorrow night. If not, next week, if UK is back on the air, that is. And I'll hope to see you very soon in the too near distant future. Oh, well, wraps up for me. I was gone, and you know, to Paul Johnson.
Who is it?
The Paul Johnson Show.
And thanks very much there, Mike, for the past 1 hour of great music.
OK, mate, you just carry on. You just perform.
OK, yes. Yes,
okay.
Indeed. Let's get on with the boogie and on with the show.
Sound power.
More music.
Isn't that a great song? Comes to you from Viola Wills, and that's a brand new single from the lady, and her first hit record, I believe, since Gonna Get Along Without You Now, way back in about 1979, and that's a song called Dare to Dream. Welcome along to the programme. It's UK on an Easter Bank Holiday Monday with all the fun, mirth and merriment that you can ever want, and it's Paul Johnson with you for the next 1 hour. Hope very much that you can stay tuned.
It's fun time! Yeah!
It certainly is. It's fun time on UK radio all the time. Here's the brand new single from Aha, getting things underway for today. And I wonder if this is going to be a number one like their last song was, of course. The Sun Always Shines on TV. This is the follow-up. It's called Train of Thought. The Norwegian lads back in business. Another track taken from their latest album, which has been doing extraordinarily well over the past few weeks in the UK. Album charts, which is really great to see. I think these are going to be a really big band over the next 12 months or so. Could even become one of the supergroups of the 80s. They're really fabulous. Coming up in the next hour, we've got one or two dedications coming up. Plus, we'll be opening up the phone lines once again for you to give us a call with your dedications and reception reports. Plus one or two items of general interest. Plus, of course, on top of all that, lots and lots of good music. So stick around. That's a really beautiful sound. It comes to you from Lonnie Hill and a song called Galveston Bay. Nice summery sound, that, I think. One of those that you could relax to in the summer sun when it's one of those glorious days, which is far removed from today. Yes, we've got it, haven't we? Hey, I'm looking out the window. I don't know. What can you expect, hey? What can you expect? It's an Easter Bank Holiday Monday, and what have we got? Yes, the usual, typical bank holiday weather. Well, it had to happen, didn't it, really? What else could we have expected? It's always the same every year. I don't know why they bother sometimes, you know. Raining again, as if we haven't had enough over the past 12 or 18 months. And sunny spells are expected today as well, by the way, but with very heavy snow and sleet showers. Dear, oh dear, I think I should stay in if I were you and listen to the radio.
UK radio.
And with a little bit of luck, we may be able to bring the sun out. Who knows? Here's a lady's song from Brilliant. That's the name of the band, by the way. It's also what I think of this record. I think it's really brilliant. It's great. It's sound. It's cool. Yeah, it's called Love is War, and it's a great 12-incher for ya. It's going to be a biggie, he says. I hope it is, anyway, because it deserves to be a big hit, this. Great sound for an Easter Bank Holiday Monday. It's Paul Johnson spinning you the hits on the great fun sound of UK Radio, 103 MHz FM, by the way. We've got the phone lines opening up in just a few moments from now, right after this record, so if you haven't called in yet for a dedication, stick around, get yourself a pen and paper handy. That'll be coming up right after this. Beautiful music for a beautiful afternoon. Well, I hope it's a beautiful afternoon wherever you may be. It's a day off work for most people, so that's got to make it a good day, hasn't it, really? Despite the weather, well, don't worry too much about that. You've got UK this afternoon playing the music, and that's got to make it good, hasn't it? Your friend at the weekend and at bank holidays. This is the great fun sound of UK with Atlantic Star and Secret Lovers. Before that, by the way, we had a track from Brilliant. We had two in a row, and the track from Brilliant, their latest single called Love Is War. We'll play those two especially for Andrew Goff, who gave us a call a little while ago from Walsall, Palfrey in Walsall. Hi to you, Andrew, this afternoon. Hope you're enjoying the music, and thanks very much for the call earlier. And you'd like to say hi to all the West Hill mob over there in Walsall, and I do believe that you must be connected with that. So I hope you're enjoying the music. You did ask us to play a particular record for you by Tipperary called Hello Darling. Unfortunately, although I've had a rummage around, you know, in the box, yes, I can't find it anywhere. I'm sorry about that, Andrew, but I hope you like those two records anyway, and we'll dedicate those two especially to you.
It's a fast-paced, ever-changing, everybody loves you kind of life. $15,000 in cash, and I'll take the 10th caller right that we call free radio.
Up your... Up your... Boy,
constantly in a state of flux.
Songs ever sung by Elvis, aren't
with new stations coming about every day.
For the Farrah Fawcett Feel Alike contest.
Only Anorak's UK keeps you up to date. They publish the most frequent report about free radio, the Anorak's UK Weekly Report. Offshore, on land, shortwave, longwave, island, and afar. It's all for just 20p a week, which is a lot better deal than the 18p a day the Beeb charges. For a sample copy, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Anorak's UK, Box 539, Blackpool. Hurry up, because radio just keeps on changing every minute. Anorak's UK, Box 539, Blackpool. Pool, England.
UK Radio.
Playing the hits through the 80s.
UK Radio, the phone lines are now opening, by the way. They are indeed opening. And what I shall do now is I shall just... This is live radio, folks. It certainly is. It's zany. Yes, you have it all on UK Radio. You certainly do. Yes, we do all the things the other stations wouldn't dare to do, like walking over to the other side of the room to grab a piece of paper so I can give you the phone line. So unprofessional, but there you go. We do all the things that other stations don't do. So there. So we don't care. 021 is the number if you're outside Birmingham, by the way. If you want to give us a call, as I promised before that record, here's the phone line for you. Hope you got yourself a pen and paper. If you'd like to call in for a dedication, or if you'd like to call in with a reception report, very much appreciated on this following number. It's 021 if you're outside of Birmingham. And the number is 357-1999, okay? Once again, that's 021 if you're outside of Birmingham, 357-1999. Okay, once again, because it is a bit of an awkward number, that, actually, I must admit. 021-357-1999 will get you through to us.
Groovy baby.
Yeah, groovy baby. Actually, we've got a dedication here right now, and I'd like to say a very good afternoon to June Hickman over in Bilston, who asked us if we could play her a record. Hope you like this one, June. In fact, it's the very record you asked us for. It comes from David Bowie. I gather you're a big fan of the man. Who isn't? He's great. And this is from a film called Absolute Beginners, in which he also stars. And it also happens to be his latest single as well, which is pretty good, I think. Should have got to number one, this. Play this one especially for you, June, over there in Bilston. Hope you're having yourself a great Easter bank holiday Monday. And we're waiting for your calls right now. Of course, you can also drop us a line with a reception report or dedication. And, of course, you can also, if you ask for one, receive a copy of our newsletter, our quarterly newsletter, which is packed full of information, all the stuff that you ever wanted to know about the world of free radio and other radio besides as well. So if you want to catch up on all the developments that's happening in the radio world, get a copy by dropping us a line, and we'll send you one free of charge. It's UK Radio, the address, and it's P.O. Box 5, Hunstanton, Norfolk, and the postal code for that is PE365AU. Once again.
Oh, baby, you're the finest I see. Oh, baby, you're the
that address, it's UK Radio, PO Box 5, Hunstanton, Norfolk, and the postal code is PE365AU. That'll get you to us. We look forward to receiving your letters. The SOS Band have a new single out. It's a song dedicated to UK Radio. It's called The Finest.
Hold on. UK Radio.
In the part one of UK Radio's Hotline transmission tape, we've been taking some of the highlights of UK's broadcasting throughout 1985 and the early part of 1986. This tape was mixed and compiled by myself, Mike Harris, and Paul Johnson, and copies now can be obtained at our PR Box address, which is UK Radio, PR Box 5, Hunstanton, Norfolk, in England. Once again, that's UK Radio, PR Box 5, Hunstanton, Norfolk, in England. In part two of the cassette, which is on the B-side of this cassette, you can hear the rest of the Paul Johnson Show's highlights, Dave Jarvis and Paul Kay. That's all in part two. UK Radio is a free independent radio station serving the West Midlands and Shropshire on 103.5 MHz FM VHF. Welcome back to part two of UK Radio's highlight transmission tape. We've been looking at some of the highlights of UK's broadcasting throughout 1985 and 1986. And for the next half an hour or so, you can hear the rest of the Paul Johnson Show highlights, Dave Jarvis and Paul Kay, three current DJs here at UK at the present time. Now, please don't forget that UK Radio is a free independent radio station practicing good technical and programme standards throughout the West Midlands and Shropshire area. And if you'd like any more information about UK Radio, you can get in touch with us through our PR Box address, which is UK Radio, PR Box 5, Hunstanton, Norfolk, in England. We'll now proceed with the rest of the Paul Johnson Show highlights.
The SOS Band are the band that do it. Oh, yeah. I know, we're the finest. There's no need to keep saying it. It's the finest sound on an Easter Bank Holiday Monday. And that's a great song, I'm sure you'll agree. It's a 12-inch as well. Okay, don't forget the phone line's still open if you want to give us a call. 021 if you're outside Birmingham. 357-1999, okay. Once again, that's 021-357-1999. We look forward to hearing from you. Okay, what have we got coming up? Not a lot, actually, because I'm running right out of time. Must be all these 12-inch singles I've been playing this afternoon there. About 6 minutes each. So you don't get many records to a pound when you're playing 12-inch records, but they're pretty good, aren't they, you must admit. And we've got a couple more to come, so hang around, won't you? But first of all, these few words from our sponsor.
Just got this really nifty neat catalogue from Anorax UK. Got the latest for every free radio enthusiast. Records, T-shirts, tapes, posters, great books on the history of free radio and videos. Which is kind of dumb, seeing that this is radio, not TV. But it also features the famed Anorax UK medium wave loop frame aerial, which sucks in radio signals like a Tasmanian devil with a Hoover. Yes, sirree, Bob. A lot of stuff here in this catalog for every free radio enthusiast. Not bad at all. Personally, I think I think it's a load of rubbish. Not one anorak in the whole bleeding catalog. I mean, I want a new raincoat, April showers on the way, send in a self-addressed stamped envelope, and they send me a catalog full of free radio gear. Where's all the anoraks? Anoraks UK?
Send a stamped addressed envelope today to Europe's biggest free radio organization, Anoraks UK, Box 539, Blackpool. Of course, if you need a raincoat, you're all wet.
You're an anorak.
That's a great song, isn't it? Or should I say, this is a great song. It's 52nd Street. Ah, it's good. Oh, I can't let you go. I can't let you go. It's all right. I'm a little bit mental, you know. It's coming with old age. I'm cranking up. This is a great song, seriously. It's on 10 records, on 12-inch. Listen to this.
Let's sit and talk a while. Let's find a place to draw the line.
And guess who's just walked into the studio? Yes, Rod Lucas has just walked into the studio. How are you doing?
All right, mate. So I've just got the dinner on at the moment, actually.
Have you?
Yeah, it's about something else to eat, isn't it?
Yeah.
Got the beans on again, actually.
It's a bit late, don't you think, to have your dinner at this time of the night?
Well, it's all the meal you've got to cook, isn't it?
Well, true. And let's face it, I can't cook, can I?
That's true. I'll agree with that, mate.
But then again, you're not much better. But I'll tell you something. I can't cook anything. But Rod Lucas can cook beans, and that's it. He can't cook anything else. And burn them. And eat them, just about, in fact. Do you like Gallimore?
Absolutely brilliant, mate. What is it, Empty Rooms?
Yes.
God, right stuff.
Yes,
man.
We've got that record coming up right now. And, in fact, it's the full 7.5-minute version, 12-inch extended remix, or whatever you might like to call it, of Empty Rooms. Great, great song it is.
UK Radio Music.
And good evening to you, it's a Sunday night, and it's UK Radio, and it's 103 MHz on VHF, with Dave Jarvis, and the springtime is here. And can't you just feel it in the air, eh? I'll tell you something, Paul Johnson's already got his shorts out there. Yeah, you know, those sexy bleach ones he always wears to turn the women on. Welcome along to the programme.
Likes to have the morning paper buzzword song.
And we're playing the hard to get the programme off and away tonight, in the charts this week. A big band for 86, and the train of thought right there. Something which Paul Johnson is incapable of. No, really, he's still here, actually. Even though he's finished his programme, he likes to hang around and loiter, hoping to find out and pick up some tips off me that he can use on his programme next time. It's true, isn't it, eh?
How dare you, Dave? How dare you?
Actually, Paul, I know that you don't believe it.
I don't know. What a cheek, eh? What a cheek. I mean, he hasn't been on the air for about, 6 months to a year, and then he comes in here and he starts insulting me. I mean, you know, what can you say?
Actually, Paul, I know you don't believe it, but I've actually seen you around the town. I know you haven't seen me, I know you don't believe me, but I have actually seen you waiting in the queues
in
Marks and Spencer's there.
Yeah.
With your suntan lotion in one hand, your sunglasses in the other.
Yeah.
A pair of bleach shorts between your legs.
Yeah,
okay. And a few of those old-fashioned 70s T-shirts as well, waiting in the queue with your charge card. And as if that wasn't enough, I've also seen you. And don't say it's not true. I've seen you going into one of these Keep Fit places, and they're the places where they've got the sunbeds, because I've heard from a reliable source, who also works on this radio station, so it can't be too many other people, that you want to get yourself a tan for the summer. Because if you take your clothes off in the middle of the summer, right, on the beach, well, I tell you, all the other people are just going to run off because your skin is so white. Is that true or what?
Well, would you like to try it?
No, anything, please. Absolutely not. Quick, where's the sunglasses?
I'll switch the light off.
Where's the sunglasses, please? Get these sunglasses out.
UK Radio, 103.5, with David Jarvis.
We're going to need them, I tell you. We are. Okay, then, listen, we've got to play this one, because this one's gone into the charts this week. And it's Alexander O'Neill, King of the Smoothies, here with his new one. The follow-up, of course, to If You Were Here Tonight. This one's called A Broken Heart Can Mend. I tell you, we love that one here at UK. We reckon that one's going to be a smash hit for Alexander O'Neill. And A Broken Heart Can Mend. But not if it's in Paul Johnson's hands. Take it from me. No, don't take it from me. Don't take it from me at all. Okay, then welcome along. Got to tell you what's on the programme tonight. Got some good stuff. Got Bronskewy, got Maxi Priest coming up, The Fine Young Cannibals, The Big Audio Dynamite, The Real Thing as well, amongst others. So don't tune off. Stay with me. It's the best cocktail and the best mix of music between now and the top of the hour. And here's the Star Council on their new one coming up right now.
Have you ever chased a night that's up in front of you? On a boat that's bound for hope, I left you in the goo.
UK Radio. Solid gold.
I really can't believe that this one is 12 years old, 1974, for Gloria Gaynor, and I never can say goodbye.
I never can say goodbye.
In a classic soul from 1974 from Miss Gloria Gaynor, and never can say goodbye. My oh my, when I first heard that record, I was nothing but a wee strapling of a lad. And they're not much older now, actually. Not as old as Mike Harris, anyway. I'm sure he remembers much before that record. And that's actually, I can't believe that one's 12 years old there. Bit of a shock there, but there you go. A great record all the same. And it's about time Gloria Gaynor had a new one in the charts, if you ask me. Okay, then UK Radio with Dave Jarvis, 103 MHz VHF FM. And as Paul Johnson was probably saying earlier, it's the welcome return of David Jarvis, because I haven't been here at UK Radio for quite a while. Don't ask me what I've been doing. I've been gallivanting around over the UK doing different things. And Paul Johnson actually dropped me a line and said to me, Dave, we really need somebody back on the air at the station. We're getting a bit low on staff. So get down to the bottom of the pile and have David Jarvis as the last resort. And I thought to myself, what a cheat there. But I couldn't resist coming back because UK Radio has always been close to my heart. I was here at UK when the station first opened about 8 years ago. And it's been through some turbulent times, what with a few ups and downs and a few mishaps along the way. But it's still here. And a new studio as well, by the looks of it. A few new pictures on the wall. A few new faces as well.
Of course. No expense spared, of course.
Yeah, Dave. So it seems to me that they've been keeping everything in order while I've been away. And hopefully I'm going to be here every week on the radio with a bit of luck. That's if they'll let me stay. And if I don't decide to go off and do anything else. So if you want to drop me a line and... Well, tell me all about yourself, and if you're a new listener to UK Radio, then I'd love to hear from you. You want to hear any new record, and want to hear anything on the air, and maybe an oldie, maybe a new one. If you've got a local band together and you want to send us a tape in, and you want to write to me, then I'll air it on the radio for you. And also, we're going to get a few competitions going on the programme, if I'm around that long enough to get it off the ground, and give away a few prizes. All in all, we're going to make it pretty good over the next couple of weeks. And if you want to write to me, then the address is Dave Jarvis... And it's UK Radio at P.O. Box number 5. And this is rather a weird address, actually. But anyway, it's Hunstanton, which is spelled H-U-N-S-T-A-N-T-O-N. That's Hunstanton, Norfolk, P-E-36, 5-A-U. And I walked into the studio and saw this address here, and I thought to myself, what sort of an address is this here? UK Radio, P.O. Box 5, Hunstanton, Norfolk, P-E-36, 5-A-U. I've never even heard of Hunstanton. God knows where it is. It's certainly not in the West Midlands, that's for sure. But I was assured by Paul Johnson that the reason why our address is so far away nowadays is because we've been having a few problems with our mail not reaching us and all sorts of other things. So the address has been changed, and it's quite a way away, so it's to make sure that all the mail does get to us, even if it does take a little longer to arrive at the station. And And as I was just saying, if you want to write in to me here at the station, don't forget the address. I'd love to hear from you. Maybe we can get some sort of repertoire going up between us. It's Five Star, the new Jacksons for 86. Can't believe just how much that band actually look like the Jacksons. There's one guy in there. He must model himself on Michael. But anyway, they are the Pearson family, all brothers and sisters. And they're great. That's their new one. It's called... Can't wait another minute. That one's going to be another smash for them. Actually, Systematic was a great pop song. And Five Star, good band as well. Wish them all luck in 1986. OK, then it's UK. It's Dave Jarvis here. And don't forget that coming up at the top of the hour, it's the one and only Mike Harris, who will be playing you loads and loads of good music, I'm sure. And don't forget that UK Radio here whenever the weather permits and whenever the forces permit us to be on the air. And we'd love to hear from you if you'd like to write to us, so don't forget that address. Please write to us, because all the mail and correspondence that we have makes us, well, believe that it's all worthwhile and makes us want to go on the air and carry on doing this crazy thing that we're doing here on a Sunday here at the station. OK, then, I've got this great record coming up right now. It's by the 4-7-Ds. It's called Tender Love. It's already been big, big, big in America. It's top five there, in fact, at the moment. And I'm sure it's going to go crashing into the UK charts next week.
Across all the mountain, this is UK Radio 94.2. The Paul Johnson Show.
No, it's not the Paul Johnson Show at all. Who cued that jingle up there? It's the David Jarvis Show, yeah. Dear, dear me. It shows I'm out of touch here. I've got to get the right jingles queued up. There you go. Here's the record anyway. A good sound. Okay then, welcome along to the programme. If you've just switched on, you've missed over half an hour, but not to worry, because we've still got some more good stuff coming up before the end of the programme. And we're also going to be slipping in a few new releases and a few old gold classic 45s. So if you're a fan of the oldies, stay with us, because I've got a few gems coming up between now and the end of the programme. But not before we play a couple of tracks from a great new band who are known as the Big Audio Dynamite. And they are fronted by the ex-Clash person, Mick Jones. Has got together with a few other people and put this outfit together, who seem to be having a lot of success at the moment. The Clash seem to really have disintegrated into nothing, but this guy's come up with the goods, and we'll play two tracks from them. We'll first of all play their new single, which is at number 20 this week in the charts, called E equals MC Squared, and then we'll go to their album called This Is Big Audio Dynamite and play a track from that. Hang loose, we'll be back in just a second.
It's a fast pace, ever-changing... Everybody loves you kind of like. $15,000 in cash, and I'll take the 10th caller right that we call free radio. Planet Boy. Constantly in a state of flux. Songs ever sung by Elvis, aren't with new stations coming about every day.
For the Farrah Fawcett Feel Alike contest.
Only Anorak UK keeps you up to date. They publish the most frequent report about free radio, the Anorak UK Weekly Report. Offshore, on land, shortwave, longwave, island, and afar. It's all for just 20p a week, which is a lot better deal than the 18p a day the Beeb charges. For a sample copy, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Anorak UK, Box 539, Blackpool. Hurry up, because radio just keeps on changing every minute. Anorak UK, Box 539, Blackpool. Blackpool, England.
Best music. Best station. Best station.
DJ Radio.
Groovy, baby.
Why don't you play the tune? I don't like music.
The Big Audio Dynamite are the name of the outfit, and there's a song there called Stone Thames, and that's from their album called This Is Big Audio Dynamite. And before that, it was the single that's number 20 in the charts this week, in the charts and doing well. The song is called E equals MC Squared, both taken from that album, by the way, if you want to go out and buy it. Actually, it's a good album, but it's a bit difficult to play tracks from it on the radio because they're so long, and especially when you've only got an hour and you want to play a lot of records, it's difficult to choose a track. That one is actually...
How much are they playing you?
you're back!
Mike Harris has walked in. Hang on, Mike, I'll talk to you off the air in just a second. Let me just finish my link here, please.
Where was I?
I love
the badge, medallion. Oh, it matches so perfect. Oh.
Thank you, Michael, thank you.
I'll see you next door, okay?
Okay. Soon as that comes, let me finish my link.
Mate,
and your hair looks very nice, by the way, as well. He's had himself a new hairdo as well, listeners, by the way. Anyway, let me finish my link, I'll talk to you in a second. Where was I? Yeah, the Big Audio Dynamite. Difficult to play a track off that on the radio because a lot of them are very long and some of the tracks on that are eight or 9 minutes at a time. And tried to choose one of the actual less long tracks, and that one's 4 minutes there for that one. And, well, good album, but as I say, difficult to play tracks on the radio. I've been completely thrown, by the way, just there, with Mike Harris just walking in the room. He's preparing his programme next door. Get ready for all the mayhem that's going to be let out of the bag in about 15 minutes' time.
UK radio music.
In the meantime, we'll go back in time, and we'll play this one from The Real Thing. I bet you thought I was going to play the new one in the charts. Revitalised 10 years after. It was in the charts in 1976, of course, for You, To Me, Are Everything. Back in the charts in 1986. But for me, this is the classic Real Thing track. It should be remixed and put out again. I'm sure it'll be a big hit. It's called Can You Feel the Force for You, here at UK, with 103.5 megahertz. And Dave Jarvis with you. I'm going to go away now and talk to Mike Harris, so stay there. I'll be back in just a second. What a great hit from this week of 1979. I worked that out to about 7 years ago since that one was in the top five. Another one of those golden grooves that I really can't believe is so long ago. The Real Thing, and as I say, that was one of those songs that really should be remixed and put back out right now because I'm sure it'd be a big hit. In the charts, of course, with their new one, and I saw them on Top of the Pops the other night, and don't they look different to how they used to look in the 1970s there? Gone are the afros, and in is the wet look for The Real Thing, and You, To Me, Are Everything, and that one's great as well. In fact, they're a good band all over, and I hope they actually start having some more hit records now. Okay, then, as I say, I've had all the DJs in on my programme this evening. I really can't believe it here. It's crazy, it really is. Let's get back to some normality right now with Maxi Priest in the charts with a great reggae sound for the summer called Strolling On. That one's great. It's another great crossover reggae sound for the summer. Strolling On by Maxi Priest, who's been really big in reggae circles now for quite a few years. And it's really amazing because just recently we've had Sophia George and Girly Girly, and at the moment we've got Audrey Hall and One Dance, and we've also got Tipper Irie and Hello Darling. A lot of reggae songs seem to be going into the charts just lately, and that can't be a bad thing because it's a music that's been long ignored. And the sooner it gets a lot of national exposure, the better there. And that's just one of them. It's going to do well by Maxi Priest. It's called Strolling On. Watch out for that one. Big in the clubs, I'm sure, over the next coming months. Okay, then another song that's been really big in the clubs over the last couple of weeks, not yet in the charts, is this one by Patty Austin. And she wants to ask you a question here.
Is it love, or is it lust?
The heat of the heat. This one is called, and it's a good song as well, see what you think of it. It's from her album called Getting Away With Murder. A nice soul song. On UK on a Sunday evening with Dave Jarvis, and we're just minutes away from Mike Harris, and we can hear the workman outside there already widening the door because his head is swelling up and he's not going to be able to get through, so we can hear the banging going on there. It's a good thing you can't hear me saying this, by the way. Patty Austin and the Heat of Heat, a lady who's making some really classy soul music just lately, and she's only ever really had one hit here in the UK. That was the duet, of course, with James Ingram back in 1983 with the song called Come To Me. That's her new one. It's going to be a hit, hopefully. Already a big hit in the clubs. A great song. And we're just moments away, literally, from Mike Harris, who's going to be taking to the air chair with all the usual brand of stuff. The door's been knocked through, so it's just about wide enough for him to get his head through. And he's coming in armed with all his mega mixes, all his great soul tracks. I'll tell you something, he's a bit of a ladies' man, that Mike Harris, I tell you. The ladies are queuing up outside the studios here with their autograph books in their hands. But me, well, I'm going to slip out the back door. Just the same way Paul Johnson did. And we're going to leave you tonight with the brand new one by Brilliant. A modest group of people have done this one. And the song is called Love Is War. Never a truer word said. That's it from Dave Jarvis tonight. Great for me to be back on the air. Really getting into the swing of things. And hopefully I'm going to be back very, very soon on the radio. Don't forget, if you want to drop me a line and welcome me back or give me a dedication or request, then feel free. The address is coming up throughout the programmes tonight here at the station. So yours truly, Dave Jarvis. Hang on, Mike Harris is coming up in a second. And I'll see you soon. Bye-bye for now.
Hi there, UK Radio, it's Paul Kay. The son of Jermaine Jackson getting the proceedings underway, and a track there called Let's Get Serious. And well, how can you with Mike Harris in the studio indeed?
Hello, Mum, how you doing?
Go away. It's Paul Kay for the next one. Oh, he's Foreigner, that was yesterday.
Rather medallions, did you say?
Brings back good memories, that does, of a certain radio station just down the road here. They played that quite a lot when it opened 10 years ago. I remember it well. The Real Thing from Liverpool. And you, to me, are everything. Hey, Mike Harris is just about to arrive. I think I can hear him on his motorbike. Oh, well. Back to 1971 with Curved Air and Backstreet Love. Paul Kay on a Sunday from UK. Classic from 1976, the second track from that year in the programme from Elton John, Kiki D, and Don't Go Breaking My Heart. I really enjoyed watching Elton John and Kiki D do that in Live Aid. I thought that was rather good, I must say. I must say, the copy of this record, though, was rather worse away. I don't know what Paul Johnson's been doing with some of these records I got tonight. I think they've been used as former UK radio toilet paper or something and wiping his bum with them. Oh, well, back to 77 with the babies.
Falling in love was the last thing I had on my mind.
A classic from 9 years ago, flashing back to 1977 with Jonathan Cain and the Babies. And isn't it time? Maybe it's time I gave you the address. If you'd like to drop us a line here at the station, we'd love to hear from you. The address to write to is UK Radio, care of Post Office Box 5, Hunstanton, Norfolk, PE365AU. That's UK Radio, care of Post Office Box 5, Hunstanton, in Norfolk, PE365AU. I like that postcode. It sounds like one of these Chinese takeaways, you know. Can I have a number 55, please? PE365AU. Yeah. Anyway, the less said about that, probably the better. It's 4K on UK, coming up in just a moment, an oldie from 1973.
Just in time for holiday gift giving, Q-Tel Records presents Break Dancing with Kenny. Yes, all your Kenny Rogers favorites redone so you and your friends can break dance with Kenny. Remember Ruby?
You painted up your lips and rolled and curled your
This time, Kenny pulls out all the stops. Footmore stride in your glide. Do the centipede. Pop, tick, moonwalk with Kenny and Lucille. Kenny gets funky. Yes, walk on the funky side of the street with the hot FM. And go breakdancing with Kenny. Only from Q-Tel.
This is one of my favourites from last year. I'm glad to see this band have finally made it at long last in 1986. Latin Quarter, no rope as long as time.
Old Africana farmer on the terrace of his
Going back 6 years there from the album Departure, The Sound of Journey from San Francisco in the United States of America, and a track there called Walks Like a Lady. It's one of those programmes, you know, where everything's going wrong behind the scenes here. It's an unbelievable studio to actually handle this, at this studio, Paul Johnson's. I mean, it's the only radio studio I know where you have to press about six knobs to get the record to come on. I mean, this studio, Paul Johnson's, has got more switches and knobs, and, I mean, you flick this one here and do this and do that, and all sorts of funny, stupid things. They've got more switches in here than anything, I don't know. It'd be easy to take off in Concord, you know, to do a programme in here sometimes. Anyway, UK with Paul Kay. In just a moment, some American rock from Heart.
Are you a radio enthusiast? Do you spend your spare time listening to the medium wave band? And do you put up with the most dreadful reception because you think it can't be any better? Well, no more. Anorak's UK bring you the remarkable medium-wave loop frame aerial, a technological breakthrough which has astounded listeners around the world. No more straining to hear what's going on. No more frustrating hours of static and interference. It really is astounding. This modern radio wonder is available exclusively through Anorak's UK and costs a mere £20. So why put up with this? When you can have this.
Hey, jump on it. That is Kevin Johnson and the Bandwagon. Goes back to 1968. I'm sorry, I just don't remember.
Write for further details of the amazing medium wave loop flame aerial to the exclusive suppliers. Anorak's UK, PO Box 539, Blackpool, England. That address again, Anorak's UK, PO Box 539, Blackpool in England. Now you can listen to the world. Perfectly.
From 1984, The Sound of Captain Sensible. He's glad it's all over. Well, it's just about time for me to depart, unfortunately, once again here on UK Radio. I do hope you've enjoyed the music over the last hour. From me, Paul K, do take care of yourselves and watch what you're doing. And I'll see you again soon. I'll leave you with an oldie from 1971 from the late Alexis Corner and Stacey S. Classic 1971 to round the programme off. Late Alexis Corner and CCS, Tantons on the Water. Anyway, that's just about it for me, Paul K. Do take care of yourselves, watch what you're doing, and I'll see you again soon right here on UK Radio. Don't forget, if you'd like to write to us, the address, UK Radio, Post Office Box 5, and Stanton in Norfolk, and we'd love to hear from you. Do take care. Ta-da now.
It's available in a two-cassette pack from Alpha Sound, The Irish Pirates, Parts 1 and 2. Across the sea to Ireland and the world of Irish pirate radio.
On day two, the mast was chopped down. A 160-foot mast came tumbling down, cost £5,000.
Robbie Dale, a legendary figure from the British Pirates of the 60s, who surfaced again as the driving force behind Dublin's Sunshine Radio. Radio Nova, and another legendary figure, Chris Carey.
I went to do business in America, and you just listen to how they do radio. And the newest thing there was Clutter Free.
Clutter Free. Nova 88 FM. In stereo.
Yeah, you have intelligent disc jockeys coming in maybe every 9 minutes with the temperature, what day it is, nice voice, very clear, very mechanically good. And then you would play two to three great records, complete hits, no new stuff, no punk or it's hip to do this, you know, really programmed, formulated business.
The Big Two, Robbie Dale and Chris Carey. Hear them and their stations in The Irish Pirates.
Independent radio news from Ireland at 3 minutes past ten.
Thank you, Brian. And the weather forecast for Dublin, mainly a dry night with clear skies. Winds are west to northwest, light to moderate, force 3 to 4 on Dublin Bay. And the KISS FM city temperature is 5 degrees Celsius.
Dennis Murray rocks.
Ireland's Big Apple, Dublin. With the dial dominated by unofficial radio.
Another Sunshine lucky license number. Another Sunshine giveaway.
Holder of license to listen number 19278MQ. You're the winner of an AM/FM portable radio.
Congratulations.
Now you must phone
460400.
Within half an hour, 460400. Call and collect your prize in the Sunshine giveaway. Sunshine Radio. It's so much better.
The time on ARD radio, it's exactly 12 midday and time to go over to the newsroom.
On the hour.
It's citizens past 4 o'clock. Listen, last night ARD was invited to the opening of Robert Chambers' new luxury hair studio in Sussex Street in Dunleary.
Been back about a year. About time. I've been wandering about the world for so long now, I thought I'd just come over here.
To be fair, there's all sorts of people in the studio. There's even a man going around with a tape recorder.
And in Southside, we are the only one. SSR. You have made us the best.
Our staff will help and advise you on the successful way to selling through Big D Radio. Remember, advertising the Big D Radio wave means advertising the best way.
We are Radio 257.
Any particular format is there?
Not really.
You bring your own records.
All our own records.
Yeah. Let's so many listeners.
I only know what I have to know. Yeah, it's easy enough. There's only these five, and then the tape decks. They're just the.
Obviously, people within the business felt that it wasn't quite the format they would like, because people on the disc jockey side of the microphone felt, well, it was hampering with their star quality.
A survey carried out during September and October shows that more people in the Dublin area listen to pirate radio stations than to RTE Radio 2.
Monday night, it's party night at Lover Park. Nova Park invite you and some of your friends to have a night out with us.
So if you've got nothing to do one evening per week, well, perhaps you'd like to help us then by becoming a Radio Dublin telephonist.
Radio Langster.
On 406 metres on the medium wave.
Four inside radio, 223, 224 and 225 metres on the medium wave, 98 and 99 VHF and FM.
Oh, hi, Cupid Love here, wearing nothing but a Nova T-shirt.
Prepare for the invasion.
Sunshine Radio Munchkin Madness is invading the streets of Dublin.
Excuse me.
Hear the jingles, the interviews, the air checks, the eyewitness accounts. Experience the atmosphere in the Irish Pirates. An intriguing insight into the loophole that became a phenomenon. The Irish Pirates, a 2% pack, written, produced, and presented by Leon Tipler. And part three, now under preparation, will continue the story on from the dramatic events in May 1983, when Nova and Sunshine were raided by the Department of Posts and Telegraphs. The Irish Pirates, available from Alpha Sound.
Hi, Mike Harris here. Did you know that pirate radio stations in Britain defy the law every day? Why? Because what they have to play and say is unique. In Rebel Radio, pirates from black music, community and commercial stations as well as eccentrics speak for themselves. Rebel Radio argues that the listener is being sold short, and that's what is the future for pirate radio. You can read the future of pirate radio and Rebel Radio from John Hind and Stephen Moscow at all good bookshops now.
Pirate radio. If you live within range of one or more of the land-based pirate stations that have carried on from where Caroline left off, you'll know that some people have been taking the airwaves into their own hands. All the pirate stations want to play pop music, either specialist or top 40, and as Mary Finnegan reports, they lead a very precarious existence.
Oh, can't see anything here, can we?
Right, just let our eyes adjust.
Now, the one thing I don't want to do is to fall onto your transmitter, so do you think perhaps I'd better stay up here?
That's probably the best idea, yes.
Yes. Shall I hold the torch?
Possibly that might be a good idea. Luckily, the aerial's already been set up, so we don't have to go climbing around on the roof.
And it's all still here, so they haven't been.
No.
So, what are you going to do now?
Well, I've got to put the tape, which has just been recorded, it's hot off the tape machine, back at the studio, and all the presenters have recorded there. Their programmes, and we've got to put the tape on, which is in this bag. Sunday afternoon, on the 20th floor of a tower block in London, Radio Zodiac is just about to go on air. All over Britain, the story is the same. Almost without exception, Sunday is their day, for Jackie, Invicta, JFM, Merseyland, etc., because none of them have the resources to broadcast more than once a week, none of them are in it for the money, and not many of them are too professional either.
This is Alice's restaurant on 90.2 MHz VHF. And if the record jumps in between now and when the next person speaks, it's because somebody's jogged the table, the record X on. Okay, right. I'm going now. Bye to bye, buddy.
Well, I'm here in the studio, so I don't even know where you
live.
Don't worry, your petition forms are coming.
Oh, they did? Oh, well, you said to us...
Excuse me. Could we stop arguing over the airwaves, please, gentlemen?
Oh, dear me, what am I running a Jerry?
Ill?
Son of a cob here, I come.
It all happens on JFM, I tell you, especially between 2 and 5. I can't read this letter out now. There's no way I can handle it. Oh, let's have a little bit of jazz, eh?
But one or two do get close to polish a presentation. That was Pig Bag and the record you voted number one in 1981 on our Top 100, which we put out on New Year's Day. And Papa's got a brand new Pig Bag. And before that, their new release on Y Records called Getting Up. This is Zodiac on 94.4 FM. And you know our phone number if you'd like to give us a ring with anything that you'd like to put out over the air. So if you're doing something interesting, then do give us a ring. And also for requests and dedications. After the next record, we've got Stephen Jeffries with our theatre spot. And later on, also John the Pet Poet with the poetry spot. So stay tuned for that. Meanwhile, here's a new single from A Flock of Seagulls.
Radio Zodiac, with Roger Vosey.
Why do they do it? Zodiac's Roger Vosey.
We're all a bunch of nutters, really. I mean, we have to be, because some of the things we find ourselves doing to put a station on the air. I mean, those stations that don't broadcast from flats or houses and places, they go out in the field, and, I mean, you'd go through sort of pouring rain, climbing trees to put aerials up and doing all sorts of lunatic things, you know, just to get a station on the air. I mean, you do have to be very committed and a bit crazy to do it. Also, we all, well, a lot of us want to get into broadcasting, and because of the limited amount of stations in Britain are finding it difficult, and therefore it's, if we can sort of get more stations on, it'll be easier for us to get involved in broadcasting.
And having done it, how do they avoid the detector vans?
The main thing to do is, if you get raided by the authorities, is to, you can lose your equipment, but don't get caught, because equipment is invariably cheaper than getting a fine. So the ultimate aim is for unmanned transmitters and broadcasting, and usually this involves sort of tape machines being set up with timers to turn them on and off, having radio links between studios and transmitters if you want to do a live broadcast, and turning them off on and off remotely. There's lots of other sort of little secrets that we can't reveal that we use, and I mean, invariably when we do get raided, the Home Office find out our methods of avoiding them. And we often leave little messages by the transmitters for them as well, you know, so there's a bit of rapport between us.
Now, what we basically want, and I class myself amongst the pirates in this particular thing, because I think their fight is the fight that I have as well. I want it to be controlled rather like in America, and I want it to be under one particular standard authority that don't tell the radio stations what they can put on their station. All they do is they give the people a franchise to broadcast. They give them the wavelength, the power that they will broadcast on, and then it's up to the individual what they put on their radio station. And then if there are any complaints, then this particular authority looks into it. I mean, most pirates, you see, most pirates don't want to be pirates. This is the thing that most people don't understand. None of these people want to be pirates, but they have this belief that, and I believe that what they're saying is right, that unless they do it like this, they're not going to get the system changed. It's always been pirate radio that's brought about a change. And so they have to do it in this way, which seems to me crazy. You can't just make it a free-for-all, because people would interfere signal-wise with one another. So I think you've got to restrict it to a certain extent. And also, you've got to really make sure that the technical standards are up to scratch as well. So I think the best way is to actually have an authority that does say, you've got the wavelength there, you've got the wavelength there. But, I mean, I don't see any reason why you can't have 20 or 30 stations, I've said before. And also, I would actually scrap all this money, all this needle time business, all the money for playing records. It doesn't happen in America, you see. It doesn't happen there. And musicians are still making a wonderful living. Records are selling, and there's no problem. We make problems for ourselves in this country. We are 20 to 30 years behind the Americans. I really do suggest that, first of all, the authorities are governed by younger people, to start off with, who know what they're doing, and they're of today. And secondly, that we all do go actually over to America and see the way they do it there, because it is a very, very good system that they got over there, and it's much better than ours.
Well, that's about it, Stuff fans. We'll have more for you at another time. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hey, what?